It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferrich. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, USA Today's Paul Singer joins us for an update on what's happening in Congress.
But first, a federal court yesterday stopped a John Doe investigation into Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's 2012 recall campaign.
U.S. District Judge Rudolph Randa's injunction to halt the ongoing probe into fundraising and spending by the Walker campaign and outside organizations is seen as a major victory for the governor as he faces re-election. WPR's own Chuck Kornbach joins us now to look at what this means for Governor Walker, the state, and for upcoming elections. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
Well, Chuck, before we get to this ruling, can you give us an overview of what we know about this investigation?
Well, it was about whether there was illegal coordination, mainly between Governor Walker and conservative groups like Wisconsin Club for Growth during campaign spending and campaign contribution dollar raising in the 2012 recall campaign. The Club for Growth was mainly, as they say, seen as the hub for also coordinating spending by other groups. But so far, what the ruling from Judge Randa said yesterday was that Club for Growth was engaging in protected free speech, and that the prosecution, the prosecutors who had been involved in this case, Milwaukee County and four other counties, had infringed on Club for Growth's free speech and free assembly rights.
So he ordered this this halt because of those free speech reasons. But this is pretty far-reaching. It's not just stop investigation. What does the judge want prosecutors to do now?
Well, he says the evidence, Judge Randa out of Milwaukee, says the evidence can be destroyed, that there's no longer any need to cooperate with the prosecutors and so on. So, yes, it is quite far-reaching for a federal judge to get involved so comprehensively into state investigations.
You talked to Governor Walker, I believe, a little earlier today. What did he, if anything, have to say about this?
Well, he has been limited in what he's said recently about the John Doe probe, and he was fairly limited today. He said he's not getting too high or too low over any court ruling these days because his policies are, and name is in the courts in lawsuits so often. He claims to be the most investigated a politician in America. Maybe Chris Christie would, and New Jersey would give him a little challenge on that. But Walker's used to being in court. He looked fairly happy today when he met with reporters following an event in Milwaukee. But he's keeping some caution to it because even before Walker spoke, the appeal court in Chicago had been asked to intervene in the Milwaukee case.
And it's the job of the prosecutors to make that appeal to keep this case alive. Is that right?
Right. And they're arguing today that Judge Randa's decision asked the appellate court in Chicago to halt Judge Randa's decision to stop the investigation and certainly to halt the destruction of evidence, saying that Judge Randa's ruling was preliminary and you don't tell evidence, you don't say that evidence can be destroyed when there's a whole appeals process built into the legal system.
And in the ruling, Judge Randa said the Club for Growth has found a way, I'm quoting now, found a way to circumvent campaign finance laws. That circumvention should not and cannot be condemned or restricted. Instead, he says it should be recognized as promoting political speech. Does this lay new ground in campaign finance laws and the way they're enforced?
Well, I'm not sure that it does. It certainly gets into this issue that has been around for more than a decade now of express advocacy versus issue advocacy. Express advocacy saying in these commercials would say vote for or vote against certain candidate. Issue advocacy is more like Governor Walker did a great job with Act 10. Please call him and tell him thank you, or please call so-and-so and say, you know, don't destroy Act 10, something like that. So Judge Randa is saying this more falls into the issue advocacy, and groups today like Common Cause of Wisconsin are saying, for one thing, don't destroy the evidence. Second of all, it would be nice if lawmakers could get around soon to closing this issue advocacy loophole and sort of tightening up disclosure requirements and so on as to who gives to these causes at least shortly before an election.
It seems in the past that the issue of coordination between a candidate's campaign and outside groups, that's been a live wire in the past. That's been something people have been really on the lookout for. If this ruling holds up, does that make this less of a problem for future campaigns and outside groups?
Well, it certainly could. I mean, the issue is whether the public in general has been paying attention. Certainly the insiders and the professional observers and the reporters and media have been watching this sort of thing, following the money and where it goes and how it's used. And certainly the U.S. Supreme Court in recent years has been more open to letting the spending sort of go ahead full tilt and letting free speech reign in that regard as well. This case, I'm not sure what precedent it might set. It will set a precedent, if depending on whether it stays alive, into prosecutors, I guess, ability, at least at the state level, to look into coordination. There could be some sort of chilling effect, I suppose.
Democrats were hopeful that this could be an election issue, something that would be at least a stumbling block for Governor Walker in his reelection campaign, maybe for a hypothetical race for president in a couple years. Republicans worried about that and saying, hey, this is politically motivated. What does this ruling, if it holds, mean for the elections?
Well, you know, I was asking Governor Walker about that today. Won't the appeals court at some point, if they take the case, you know, extend this in further into the campaign? And that's why he was saying he doesn't get too high or too low. He knows that that's a possibility. If the appellate court does not take the case, then it would seem to stifle much more talk of John Doe 2. They could go back to the results of John Doe 1, which, of course, was about campaigning on county time when Walker was a candidate in 2010, whether his assistants were campaigning on county time. So that John Doe 1 is still on the books. John Doe 2 might be a little bit less mentioned frequently if the appellate court does not keep things going.
Can you give us a little bit of a John Doe 101, how the investigation works, what the public knows and doesn't know about what prosecutors are looking at?
Well, we're not supposed to know too much. It's supposed to be a secret probe. But, as this federal case has played out, more details have come out about how Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm apparently got things going in 2012, how other counties, four other counties, Columbia, Dane, Iowa, and Dodge also got involved, that there were investigations going on. There apparently was a raid to get some of these records. Again, we're hearing a little bit more that it wasn't just involving Governor Walker's campaign, but also potentially some of the state Senate, Republican state Senate efforts in the recall races as well. So certain things that came out and then, they were sort of denied or they couldn't be proved. Now that some of the things have come back and like, oh, yeah, this was about more things as well. But I urge people to take a close, if they're really into this, to take a closer look at the rulings, take a look at the media accounts of this to get a better understanding, because it is following the money and where it may be going.
And speaking of where it may be going, is there a chance this will end up in the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, some observers are saying that, especially if it relates to the ability of state prosecutors or local prosecutors to take a look at sort of thing like this. But, again, and that would also depend on who's on this U.S. Supreme Court by the time this case would get there. The current court seems to be, as I say, okay with opening the spigots on campaign spending.
Chuck, thanks a lot for the update.
Thank you.
That was WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach.